Tired of listening to the same boring podcasts? Well, why don't you come on over here and listen to our boring podcast? We're Capes and Scowls, and we are awesome. Thank you.
That was a firefight!
Why did you touch me?
You killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law!
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly.
Hulkamania is running wild like it's never ran before.
It's over 9,000!
What?
Rise before Zod.
Bitches leave.
Kneel before Zod.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Remember, there's always madness. Woohoo! Madness is the emergency exit.
Here it comes! A little going away present for you!
Welcome, everybody. Capes and Scowls podcast. We're back again. It's episode like 5, 6, 24. We have no fucking clue. I'm going to go with 5. If I'm wrong, I don't give a shit. Yeah. Fuck you. It's not your podcast. I number it however I want. It's 5 again. Fuck you. 5 part 2. Has nothing to do with part 1.
No.
How is everybody? Good? You're all good?
I'm tired, Tim.
You look tired.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, you do look pretty ragged.
A little tired.
Yeah. And you slept like a million hours, right?
Yeah, sometimes...
That's worse.
Here's a tip. Mm-hmm. Sometimes sleeping a lot is as bad as not sleeping that much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's first mm-hmm. world problems right there.
Yes, there it is.
Guys, I slept too much. I slept so much, I'm still tired. That's rough.
That is rough.
That is rough.
Were you drinking?
Not last night.
No.
Yeah, actually, when I sleep too much, I get a headache. Like, that's how bad it is.
Yeah, I do mm-hmm. too.
I think they make something for that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Alcohol?
More alcohol. more alcohol. So I'm Tim.
I'm Lou.
It's Leander.
And, if you haven't listened to us before, why the hell are you listening to our second number 5 episode?
That's silly.
That's just silly
really
of you.
I think it's the first number 5.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think so.
Because
sure,
you did
not?
One without me.
Right.
And I left right. The one I left on number 3.
Just one.
So if the math holds, now I'm no mathematician.
God willing. Well, I'm no mathematician, and I slept like a coma last night. But I do believe
that 4 is the one I'm not on.
Okay.
Which would make this one 5. Unless you're lying to me, and you really did a whole season without me.
The
thing is, even if we did do a whole season, and because we haven't posted any of it yet, we can always just go back and act like this was number 5, and just put it in as number
Don't
5.
Worry, yes. Right. As of this listening.
And then you just found all the books that you reviewed on the other one
yes,
after
yes. Uh-huh.
the ones uh-huh. that we do on
yeah,
this
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, as of this being put up, everything's already up. This just might get put up like 3 years from now, that's all.
That's hilarious.
I will put something up today.
All right.
There it
good.
Is.
That's good.
It's done. Leander, how was your week?
It was awesome. Yeah.
What's up?
Work's been, you know, here's what the thing. I hate micromanagers, and I have some major micromanagers at work right now, and it's just the worst feeling ever. Like, I can't even type an email without saying to them first to review it. So that I could then send it out, as if I don't know how to write an email, you know?
Oh,
it's
man.
The worst.
You know, I figured out a way to handle that.
Yeah.
Like, when you got a boss just, like, over your shoulder on everything, mm-hmm. and he's like, oh, what are you doing there? Yeah. Just be like, step off, bitch!
Have you said that yet?
I thought about it, and she is female, so I guess it would make yeah. sense.
She'll get right off of you.
Yeah.
And then one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to get fired
right,
instantly.
Right. Uh-huh. Sure, sure.
Or
sure,
she'll
sure.
be too scared to fire you because you're straight gangster.
Snap.
Right.
Snap.
I don't know if you should call her a bitch since it's a female. Call her like slut or whore. Like,
well, I think bitch isn't going
bitches,
far.
Yeah, no, bitch is like worse to women. Like, don't call me a bitch. All right, you slut. That's better. Like, some women. I don't know.
Like maybe we should take a poll on
yeah.
that.
We should take
send
a poll.
Send your feelings to
our P.O. box.
Our P.O. box
with a blood letter. We will get a P.O. box just for that gag.
That's awesome.
Why are we paying all this money for a P.O. box every year? Shut up. It's comedy gold. Nobody sends us anything.
That's awesome. Well, the only other thing going on, so you know there's like the Leander's Dating Corner, which I like to talk about every so often. You know,
Leander's
Tinder and other such
dating
things.
Corner.
So I was talking to a friend of a mutual friend of all of ours about what I call the domino effect. And it's not what you think it is. So basically, I feel like if you're not finding someone, if you're not finding someone to date, what's happening is that all your dominoes, they're missing, there's a gap. There is a huge gap, and that's why you can't continue moving forward. So the only way to fill that gap, that one domino, to continue your search for the person that you're supposed to be with, is to expand your circle of friends. You got to meet new people, because obviously the people that you know now are useless. And so you need to be able to expand your circle and start meeting new people. So I decided to go to Philly and meet up with one of my old friends who I haven't talked to in forever. And we went out, we had a great time, we were hanging out, and then on the way home, I happened to meet someone. And we chatted, and we talked, and we exchanged phone numbers, and we've been talking since. Because I chose to search for a domino.
I don't understand the analogy. Okay. Like, I understand the... What happens is that you want to meet new people.
Right.
We're not playing dominoes. We're lining them up to knock them over.
So you're just like knocking bitches out. You're just
So what I'm saying
is...
Are
you just like mark notches on your belt? Is that what you mean by dominoes?
No. Dominoes is a beautiful synchrony of all the domino people together.
You made it dirty, Lou. You made it dirty.
I'm still not getting it. But the dominoes, they're falling. That seems bad to me. No, it's not.
Like, the goal of lining up dominoes in that pattern is to knock them all down without missing one.
And sometimes you can make a beautiful art out of all the things that you knock down. And so the idea is...
But each domino is a person that you're sleeping with. You're,
No, you are a domino. Lou is a domino. Tim is a domino.
Wait, buy me dinner first.
Oh my god. This is not notches on the bedpost. This is not people you fucked. This is people in your life.
People in your life. Oh, yes. And so, the last domino is the one that you're getting married to. Everyone else are just friends and family and stuff.
So you're just you're just using everyone else to get to the last.
I mean,
domino.
Ultimately,
it's a very abusive.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because the answer is yes, it's true.
I knocked. Well, anyone who wants to date Lander, just know that he is climbing on the backs of all of his friends to get to him. That's the most romantic shit I've ever heard.
It's fucking beautiful, man.
Here he comes. No. Out of my way, other friends and family members.
You're mowing you down.
Mowing you down. One for you, domino number 126. Out of my way.
The red domino. I'm getting to you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, but that's life, though. Like, the people that you end up really... I think the best relationships I've ever seen are the ones who are friends of friends. That's just the way I've seen the best type of relationships form. So I like that approach. So I'm going to try that approach.
Okay, just watch out, because sometimes you knock the last domino down.
Yeah.
And then it gets back up, and then it goes to some of the other dominoes in line and talks shit on you. And then some of those dominoes go missing.
Oh, jeez.
Whatever.
Oh, my
gosh. I'm just building on the... I like analogies. I really do. And it took me a while to get this one. Yeah. But you know what? Now that it's... Now I can see, it really shows what kind of person you are. But we can build on that. And
the problem is... You can really... So you get the idea, though, that ultimately, of all... I have a ton of dominoes right now.
Right.
And they keep going down into this way, but this one's missing, so it can't continue moving. So I'm looking for this missing domino that's causing my life.
It was in Philly. You found the domino.
Thank you. You figured it out. Done. The search for the lost ark is done. So
okay, I'm still not buying the analogy, but
that's okay.
But I'm glad that you met someone.
Oh, thank you.
All my dominoes fell over. I just have this podcast. My dominoes are gathering dust.
So
game over, man.
Thank you for coming on that journey with me, Lou.
No problem. So you and I are Tim's dominoes.
That is correct, yes. Mm-hmm. In terms of if this podcast ever gets blown up to be the biggest thing ever because of the two of us, then yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and Jamie was a domino, and he was. All those other dominoes before him.
Yeah, there was other dominoes. They were going in a little circle.
In a little circle. Round and round.
It's like a
round and round.
Four or five dominoes just falling over.
The saddest game of dominoes ever.
But then you found Lou and Leander, and the dominoes kept going, and then you found other people and other people, and then some of the dominoes will come back, like Jamie, and it'll be great.
It will be fantastic. Or not, but either way, there's a podcast.
Yes.
So, there's that.
All right.
Very good.
Leander's Dating Corner is over. Thank you.
There it is.
That was a good one.
Yeah, no.
Leander's Dating Corner. We really should make a song for it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Every week.
It should be sad.
Sad song. It's a dirge.
Oh, jeez.
So I had an awesome phone call happen at work. It was a pre-recording, but you couldn't tell it was a pre-recording immediately.
Okay.
Because it was you know, strategically made. And I get it, you just get, hello! And I'm like, hello? It's Wink Martindale! And I'm like, what? And there's like enough of a pause where you believe it. And I'm like, what the fuck? And it was really Wink Martindale on a recording. Selling some shit. And I'm like, what was he? The Love Connection or the Dating Game? Or
oh, he's like Wink Martindale?
Yeah, he's one of them old game show hosts. I can't remember which one. Maybe the but I'm like, Love what? Connection. Like, I just, like, my mind was blown because I'm like, telemarketers, no problem.
Right.
Assholes
right.
with stupid questions, no problem. But I'm like, hi. It's Wink Martindale! What? Am I being punked? What happened? So that's my week. And playing some...
That's your week is you got a robo-dial from a...
You didn't invite him to the podcast?
I was going to send him a message back, okay. Yes. And then playing some Dice Masters was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a good game.
It's a pretty fun game, and hopefully it catches on. It's going to get a bunch of new sets. Yep. What was it? D&D Dice D&D. Masters, DC Dice Masters, yep. And Yu-Gi-Oh?
I think it's the Yu-Gi-Oh, other one. I heard Yu-Gi-Oh, yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, I don't really know how the bugbear is going to fight Thor, but it'll find a way. It'll find a way.
In a dungeon.
In a dungeon,
Thor. With a pyramid around its neck.
Yes.
All kinds of things.
If there's one hero that is fighting bugbears would be okay, it would probably be Thor.
Yeah, that is true. That's a good point.
Lou, what you got?
Okay, so a few weeks ago, thanks to the miracle of On Demand, I saw this... I saw the movie that I hadn't seen, Man of Steel. Okay. Now, I hadn't bothered to see it before because, you know, no one I know was like, go see that movie. But it was on demand and it was free. So I watched it. And you know what? There's a couple problems I have with it.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's not that bad. It's a pretty good movie.
I thought it was all right.
You thought it was all right? What did you
think? I never saw it.
You never saw it. I think you should see it.
Yeah.
Because it's well done. Like, I think, like, all the elements of Superman are there and everything. But, yeah, there were a few problems with it. This isn't really a problem I have with it, but, you know, Michael Shannon, who plays Zod, he always reminds me of Bill Hader from Saturday Night Live. Like, he looks like his, like, older, more evil brother, like, who's not funny.
Yeah.
I
don't like that guy.
Yeah,
he doesn't excite me at all in any role he's ever been in.
Yeah, the only other thing I really recognized him in was Boardwalk Empire.
Okay.
So I've seen him in that. And Amy Adams looks a little bit like Kristen Wiig, also from Saturday Night Live. So I feel like watching the two of them like was kind of like
yeah,
I was watching a not funny Saturday Night Live.
That's unfortunate.
Which is like all of them as of late. Oh.
Sick burn, bro. Alright, but here's my problem though, right? Okay, so Man of Steel, there's only two things. And like a lot of people have a problem with like at the end, the biggest complaint is like, oh, he destroys the entire city when he's fighting Zod. But I don't know, that's fine. I mean, it makes sense as his character. He's never fought a dude who's as powerful as him before. So he was the guy always like, you know, putting out fires and like saving construction workers and stuff. And then he actually has to fight a guy as powerful as him. So he's just like, I better go all out because the Earth's going to be destroyed. So what? I don't really have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a problem with at the beginning in the scene where they show you back on Krypton. And Jor-El is riding a big firefly around.
Yeah.
And I was like, so everyone, I'll set the scene for you. It's like a super crazy, like, future land where they have the technology to, you know, do all this crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is riding around in, like, little, like, ships. Like, little Star Wars fighters, you know, like, Zod's people are, like, going around. And they have blasters and stuff like that.
Right.
And Superman's dad, Jor-El, is riding some weird-ass fucking Star Wars Episode 1 looking Firefly thing.
Are you
and,
serious?
Yeah, but they never explain it.
There's, right, it's just there.
There's no reason.
Are there other Fireflies anywhere
No, there's
else?
Not a single Firefly anywhere else.
That's the worst.
It's just him, and everyone else has like a well-equipped fighter plane.
You know what it was, is Jor-El knew the planet was doomed, and he was saving its carbon footprint.
With the
Dragonfly?
The Dragonfly? Firefly, Dragonfly.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't, because the Firefly Dragonfly...
Who's like, that makes sense. Wait, no,
it
you're
doesn't
fucking
make
with
sense.
Me.
I had to think about it for a minute, but the Dragonfly gets shot, because unlike the other ships that everyone else is driving, he doesn't have any weapons. So he's basically torturing this animal. He's just flying him around
for the
while he's getting shot at. And then, so the ship's, I mean, he could have strapped a laser gun to his head or something, but he didn't. Yeah. So the Dragonfly gets shot down, and then, for no reason, it's just a death of a thing.
Now, this is a different Krypton, though, right? Because didn't it end for other reasons? Like, why? It's obviously not ending.
This is kind of like the final days. Okay. Like, Jor-El's riding around in the final days. He's trying to get, you know, his kid, Superman, off the planet.
Right,
And then he's, like, running around doing a bunch of errands on the Dragonfly. But people are chasing him because they're not happy with him. So the Firefly gets shot down and it, like, skids. And it's like, you know, and he's like, I'm sorry, old friend. And it's like, fuck you, man. I was in a zoo before this. You took me out just to get shot at by ships. So that's the one problem. All right,
I would have been upset with that.
Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense. It seems like some writer would be like, what if Jor-El's a Firefly and everyone else is a ship? And they're like, great. Go to the CGI team. Make it happen.
Right.
The other thing is, all right, the spoiler alert is, and I'm going to spoil this because the movie's been out for 2 years, so, you know, fuck you people.
Has it been 2 years already?
Damn. Well, it's on demand, so.
Probably.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been
at least a year and a half, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a while. So, Zod's looking for, the whole reason Zod's chasing the Superman baby is, because he's looking for, like, whatever, the codex of the Krypton people or whatever. So it's actually in Superman's, like, bones and DNA and stuff like that, and that's what you find out later. But Zod doesn't know that. Zod thinks it's on those little USB cards, readers, just fly into the slot. So that's why they spent thousands of years, like, chasing the Superman baby, like, across the universe. Because he thinks it's on the USB slot. So this civilization has the ability to, like, mine resources out of the core of their planet. They can imprison prisoners in a black hole. They can, like, have time stasis and, like, send ships everywhere. But they forgot to, like, back up their USB drive. So, like, that's the whole thing. Like, the entire civilization of your planet is on this USB drive, and you didn't even, like, make a copy. So you have to, like, spend decades and centuries chasing an infinite across the galaxy. So, yeah, that was my only two problems with it. Other than that, I thought it was a good movie.
Carve up Kal-El and you get your backup. Just carve him up.
Just carve him up.
Get him away from the sun. Slice him open.
Yeah.
It's all in there somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where the plan was after that, after they got him. Like, put him in a blender.
So Zod is not the same race as Kal-El?
No, they are.
So why isn't Kal-El just helping him? Like, oh, well, then here's the codex so we can all make more of us. I'm confused.
Well, it's like the classic, like, Zod is the guy who wants to, like, conquer Earth and make it the new Krypton. And Jor-El's, he's like the guy who warned them. He's like, stop, don't do this to the planet. You know, I have to save it. And, you know, Zod's, like, going to take it a step further and use his military might to remake the Krypton people.
Okay.
So it's the classic, like, you know, warlord guy versus scientist guy.
Gotcha.
I warned you all!
The female Kryptonian, Feor, or whatever her name is, she was the best part of the movie.
Dude, she was great.
She was fucking awesome.
Was she?
She fights Superman for, like, 30 minutes of that movie, and it's fantastic.
Nice.
Like, and that's the whole time, I'm just like, this is the best part of the movie. Nice. Easily.
And it's great, because they did that, like, homage to Superman, too. You know, they had the big guy. He didn't have any lines.
No.
But they had her, and they had Zod, like, the three most badass, and they brought them all back. And, yeah, those were really awesome scenes.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. Well, you guys want to dive into a little bit of news?
Sure.
You know I love my news.
We do know you love your news.
This first story is actually really awesome, if it's true. We're going Marvel movie news.
All right.
There's a lot of reasons that people are thinking Cap 3 is going to be called Cap 3 Civil War. Everyone's thinking they're going to do Civil War as Cap 3, and I'll tell you why. It has the best slot out of all the movies in 2016. It's got the summer money spot that Avengers is going to have next year.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Downey Jr. is not going to do Iron Man 4, but he is signed up for Avengers 3. So if some shit goes down to separate all the heroes, reunite in Avengers 3 to take on Thanos, presumably, is where they're going to go for it. Civil War also would introduce other characters, because you'd have to have a fuck ton of characters to have sides, essentially. the release date of Cap 3 is almost exactly the 10th year anniversary of Civil War. I can't even believe.
Wow.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Can you believe that?
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. as far as yeah, I know. Soak that
I just
in.
Just got a chill down my spine.
Avengers 2, we all know, is Ultron, and Iron Man's the one who creates Ultron in this universe.
Mm-hmm.
So it would make sense all the heroes are kind of anti-Stark or for Stark after the fallout of Ultron kind of being like the police of the superheroes is the intent. And then yeah, just introducing new characters and the whole threat of Thanos. So it really is looking like Civil War is going to happen, not quite like the book, but it's still going to happen fairly close in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about that? Cap 3 being like this blockbuster giant movie.
Well, I mean, I think I speak for all of comic fandom when I say that sounds pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, I'm good with that.
And I mean, they have so much TV and movie time in between when you think of S.H.I.E.L.D. and you think of the Agent Carter stuff that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Agent Carter and Dum Dum Dugan and I forget the Chinese dude in that Howling Commandos, I forget his name. Those, they're going to all appear in the season premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So it's going to have a flashback of them to tie in that first one.
Right.
And then they're adding more characters to S.H.I.E.L.D., different agents that may or may not become heroes or characters. You know, you don't know where they're going to take it.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, no one ever thought Deathlok would be on TV or a movie or anything.
Right.
Never
right.
thought Man-Thing would get mentioned on TV.
Right.
You know, never
right.
thought
even
Howard
Strange.
The Duck would ever come back in a movie ever, even if it's this fun little cameo. So it could be really, really good.
Yeah.
I just hope that I don't have to watch all of the TV stuff to understand the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like I would mind that, but I just might not get around to it before the
right.
movie comes out. So I don't want them to introduce so many characters on TV that I go see Cap 3 and I'm
Makes
like,
no
who
sense.
The fuck are half these people? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, you haven't seen the last four seasons of
right.
whatever.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever.
That's a really fair point because you have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., then you have the Netflix stuff that's going to start. So you know you're getting Daredevil and Power Man and I think Iron Fist and Shang-Chi and like all these characters are going to be introduced and I'm assuming they'll join for Civil War or something. It would make sense they would come up
there.
And you're going to have Ant-Man, you're going to probably have Doctor Strange is more than definite.
Right.
And there's talks of other characters. So
and we still got to deal with Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver.
Yep. Yep, the Vision is going to be in there. Like, there's already a fuck ton of characters when you think about it. If they're all
that
sharing,
that should be good. Then you think? I mean, when Marvel does like a big like event book, you don't have to read every side title to get what's going on.
Unless,
I mean, maybe with
unless it's Infinity.
Infinity, yeah,
Infinity
like,
is
that's
the
why
exception.
The Infinity trade includes all that because they're like, look, maybe you read the original whatever. 8-issue run, but you really need all this stuff, so we're just gonna make
that's what
make
I did.
It all in one book.
I bought the actual books and then read them like later after it was done, and I'm like, oh, I needed like 6,000 things.
Yeah,
fuck that.
I'm gonna get to that because I do want to read it all,
mm-hmm.
and they do have it all collected now. So
right
in soft cover.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Was it like $100 hardcover? But it's like super awesome.
It's like $75 hardcover, and then the new soft cover one is like $50. So that's reasonable. I mean,
it's
a lot.
It's a fuck ton of books.
It's a lot of books, and they're all Hickman books, right?
I believe.
I don't think any. I think
maybe
he did
not the Guardian stuff.
I'm not sure. I think he did the large majority of all the side titles, so it should be pretty consistent. Like it's not like some of those where they're like they throw in like some not really relevant story from a different like writer artist team who really sucks and it's like why am I reading this? Why did you put this in here and charge me for it?
New guy in Has-Been, write a story.
Yeah, we'll tie it in somehow on the last
page. I
want
to know what's going on with US Agent. Go.
Yeah. But I think it'll be good and I think, you know, they'll make it so that if you just have seen the movies, you'll be, you know, you're not going to be lost.
Mm.
I think they're smart enough to realize that not every moviegoer is going to have seen all the seasons of all the shows.
Right.
But if you do want to watch them, they should have something for you to be, like, excited about.
Yeah. And Cap 2 was such a big hit, so Cap 3 should be even bigger than that, so this makes sense.
See, I was wondering, like, what do you do to trump Cap 2? What would make me want to see Cap 3? Because Winter Soldier is, like, the best Cap story in a long fucking time. and all his other stuff is his big adventures are like Avengers stuff and event stuff. It's not really his own book is fairly boring.
Yes.
In the grand scheme of things, out of books that ran all these hundreds of issues,
yeah,
his is fairly boring. So it's like, eh, after that, what else do we have? Invent something? What? That'll never happen. Yeah. Be creative? No,
no,
never happen. So I guess we'll move on. The next news story is there's going to be a Titans TV show on TNT. They ordered a pilot, so it seems likely. Titans will be... It's going to definitely feature Starfire, Raven, and Nightwing.
I'm excited. I didn't even hear half of that.
New- TNT... Thanks for leaving the room, asshole. TNT ordered a pilot of Titans. And it would be Nightwing, Starfire, and Raven are confirmed that they would want those characters in the pilot.
Nice.
Now here's the bad part.
Oh, no.
Here's the part you gotta just wait for it. It's gonna be bad, I'm telling you, is who's writing it. Well, he's kind of redeemed himself. He's known for working on Fringe, which a lot of people like. But his DC work in the past, Batman Forever, and Batman and Robin. The dreaded Batman movies. He wrote them. He was part of them. So he's kind of not written anything for a long time after that. I guess he paid his dues, and then his only other real writing credit is working on Fringe, which a lot of people like. So is it good? Is it bad? Does everybody deserve redemption? Probably not. But this might be good. I would love to see a Titans TV show. Since it's on TNT, I don't know if it would fit in that Arrowverse or whatever, because I'm assuming Gotham isn't as well, which is on Fox. So I think DC is just like, let's do TV takeover. Throw it, every network can have something. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
It doesn't have to connect. I think it's great when it does. I've already seen the first episode of The Flash. I had like a preview thing of it. Nice. Of the whole episode. Ooh. Yeah. Whoa. So I'm telling you, it's really good. I like how they tie it into Arrow, and I think there's a lot of benefits to that. I also think if they end up having six shows on TV, I don't want to have to watch them all, going back to what Lou said. But this could be really good. I'd love to see Nightwing on TV, Starfire, Raven, basically your Teen Titans that all the younger generation just grew up with now get live action. If I could have had that when I was little, of all the stupid cartoons I watched.
Right.
Live action Lion-O, go!
Oh, no.
Maybe not.
But you also gotta be careful. Like, now's a good time for it, though, right? Because you definitely had, and I don't want you to talk about this because I feel sad, you had Generation X live action happen, you know? That happened
I
for, like...
I forgot about that.
Yeah, wait, I know.
When was... Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
No, I don't think I forgot. I don't think I knew. I don't think I ever knew.
Now's a good time because the graphics are here, the CGI, everything's available now that was not available before. So even if we did have that, we would probably not have been so happy with it. I mean, we had the Hulk, we had that, and I don't know. That's about the Hulk
for big things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the kind of show. A lot of these shows are they have high budget moments, but they're more rely on drama and shit. Mm-hmm. But this would kind of work in that way, like you know, Starfire. If they did her like. Hey, I'm kind of slutty because that's what we are on my planet. It's not a bad thing. And, like, Raven's the depressed, you know, goth chick. Like, they could do that, and it would actually work as a drama.
Right.
If they threw in Beast Boy, there's your budget.
Right. CGI your entire him budget, up. Yeah.
You know, or Cyborg could be done awesome, but I don't know if they want to go that route. Because if they're going to do Justice League and stuff, Cyborg will definitely want to be there. But I think there's a lot of money in bringing the Teen Titan cartoon cast to live action.
Yeah, they've kept it alive for a while now, so.
Next story is actually comic related for once. It's so hard to find good comic news in this movie universe where everybody's happy about the movies, but that's fine. We all know the death of Wolverine is happening now. I'm going to review it when it's all done, when all four issues come out, and just do it as one big thing. And I love the writer, so I actually am pretty hopeful for it. Charles Soule, I believe his name is. But in the wake of it, clearly he's dead, so Wolverine and the X-Men is getting relabeled as something different. And it's one of his dying wishes for someone else to take over the school for him, but not as like headmaster, but as the guidance counselor. He asked somebody to come in as the guidance counselor. Do you want to take any guesses at who he asked in his dying wishes, in his will and testament, whatever the hell it is.
He's not dumb enough to do Deadpool. I mean, he'd be stupid. So he's not that dumb. I'm going to go with Cable.
Cable? Got any picks?
Morph.
Morph would be great.
Wolverine, no!
Morph! That would be so much better. I'll give you one last hint.
All right.
It's not a mutant.
Okay. Val Cooper.
No. No.
Well, that's a good guess, though.
No, this.
Yes.
Look at you with that big brain. You're thinking too hard. thinking too hard and making too much sense. Lou, don't think at all.
I keep saying it. Black Bolt. That was the first thing that came out. You told me not to think. He would be a great guidance counselor. He just listens.
He's just like.
You're a great listener, Black Bolt.
No talking. No talking.
Vin Diesel's probably going to play Black Bolt in an Inhumans movie down the line.
What?
Another movie where he doesn't talk.
That's probably for the best. If you gotta,
I don't hate Vin Diesel.
You just need a body, man. Not many people have the bodies for superheroes.
That's
so you got to find the ones that do and then either let them not talk or go the Drax route and just like make sure they're playing a dumb character.
I think Batista could be a good actor eventually. I've seen him in things, and it's like, yes, they're picking him as, like, the big dumb guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't think he's that awful.
He's a good Drax.
He's a great Drax.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man and the X-Men will be the book. I swear to God.
No, it's not.
Yes, that's the thing.
No,
and
no,
the,
no.
I swear to you this is real. And what it'll be is the mutants don't like him at all.
Yeah.
He's not a mutant. They don't identify with him.
Right.
They don't consider him family at all, and they give him a ton of shit.
Hmm.
I don't know how I feel about it, because Spidey is such a funny character, and him having to be... He has serious moments, so I don't know. Like, it's not going to be like mutant walking in like, I got date raped. Like, they're not going to do that shit, but...
Right.
You know. Oh, bad for you.
Yeah.
Here's my immediate problem with all that whole situation.
Yeah.
Spider-Man and Super Friends have now officially rejoined. Because Firestar is in the X-Men now, and Iceman's obviously still there. So now Spider-Man's there, and it's pissing me off. But I hated that cartoon with a passion.
Dude, I love that cartoon.
I hated it
so
bad.
It's so bad to go back and watch, but I loved it.
I hated it.
I'm like, there's an ice guy and a fire chick, and then Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, that's what this is. That's what Spider-Man and the X-Men is.
That's fine. I think this book will be awful. I thought Wolverine and the X-Men was awful.
It was awful.
So I couldn't give two fucks about this.
That's a good point.
Wolverine, something different.
Wolverine's really going to die? Like, for how long?
Maybe a year, if they do it right.
Maybe a couple of years. Professor X has been... I mean, Jean Grey has been dead for
a
while.
Yes, and thank God.
And thank God.
That's good.
That.
And I like it. Her stock has risen in my book because of that.
Yes.
It's like, the best death in comics, it will always be the Flash for me. The Barry Allen Flash. He was dead for 30 fucking years.
That's the best.
And when they brought him back, it made sense. It wasn't offensive, even though I lost Wally West as my Flash.
Mm-hmm.
That's New 52 problems. But Barry Allen was brought back correctly.
Right.
In 30 years.
Right.
30 fucking years. It was fantastic.
That's good.
Anyways, we'll move forward. This is like one of those heartstring kind of stories. There was a 3-year-old boy who was born without his hand. His hand went up to his wrist, pretty much.
Mm.
And through 3D printing, one of the nonprofits made him a hand. And the reason it's a news story, it's like, you can find the video on YouTube. It's a nice little news story. The kid's like, you know, they're like, he's like, I want a hand. And they're like, well, I can't give you a hand. And he's like, I want like an Iron Man hand, is what he said. So the people, it's like he moves his wrist a certain way and the hand clenches.
Mm-hmm.
They made him a gold and red Iron Man hand prosthetic. And it opens and closes fairly easy for him.
Nice.
And he got it, and they paid the whole thing.
No way.
Yeah.
They shoot
really
beams,
cool.
too?
I hope not.
I was saying, man, the future is here. People are really getting Iron Man hands.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
But I just thought it was a cool little story.
Yeah,
it's a cool video. You should look it up. It was a little boy in Hawaii.
Aww, did you cry a little bit?
I did not. I don't get that sappy on these things. I think that's really nice. I really like it. I did not cry.
It gets you in the feels, you fucking pussy.
Oh, I love pussy. so that's it. That's it for that story. December, DC, how they've been doing variants every fucking month. Remember last time I announced there was the Halloween ones? These ones are awesome if you like Darwin Cook. Darwin Cook is the artist who does classic-looking shit. It looks like it's like the 40s, 50s-looking Superman. Yeah. I love Darwin Cook. I love his art. He's a great writer and artist. So there's like, I'm going to buy like all of these. But he's doing all the covers, variant covers for almost all the books. Some of them are fantastic, because everybody forgets there's a He-Man book at DC right now. He did a He-Man cover of He-Man and She-Ra fighting Skeletor, and that's where my tear came a little bit. I was like, yes, that was beautiful.
That's what gets him.
They're all kind of funny. Some of them are funny, be funny. Like the Teen Titans one is fantastic. It's them on a stage. It's the classic lineup that's not really in the book now, and they're like rocking out like it's like, you know, Scooby-Doo and shit, and like Josie and the Pussycats up on the stage. It's hilarious. So there's a lot of really cool ones. It's kind of cool too to see like Justice League Dark's a good example. He does all these, some of these newer groups that really were never together, and it's like, but it's his style. So
nice,
really cool. Catwoman, he's done in the past, so it's kind of cool he's going back to that. So if you like Darwin Cook, which I do, December, all of those are coming, and they'll be fantastic. And two more quick things. Power Grid Deluxe, the board game Power Grid, getting a deluxe treatment. It will literally be huge. The board will literally be bigger. And it's going to be an $80 game. I think it's like a $60 game or a $50 game now.
It's like $50 now, I think.
It's a great game. It's all about building power plants and running states and then a country and whatnot. It's a German game. So the game now, the regular version, it's Germany on one side and USA on the other side. This deluxe version is going to be all of Europe on one side, all of North America on the other side. It's going to have special wooden pieces. It sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So if you love Power Grid, which I know Dave, who does our video games, loves Power Grid. Dave and Jack, they love it. This is for you. That is definitely, it looks fantastic. So Power Grid Deluxe, I believe it'll be out for Christmas. It'll be around that time frame.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing I have is wrestling news, because I know I'm the only wrestling guy really here. But Sean O'Hare was a wrestler from like the 2000s or so. He started in WCW, went to WWE. He had an awesome gimmick and then kind of disappeared. Hung himself the other day.
Aww.
He was early 40s. And I just mention it because, A, I thought he was cool. His gimmick was great.
What was his gimmick?
It was like he would do these little segments where it's like he'd be like, yeah, life sucks and this is this way, but they don't care and I'm not telling you something you don't already know, was like his tagline. And it was like this counterculture kind of character. And he had Roddy Piper as his manager. Like, that's fucking great. And I don't know how that could have failed. I'm just here to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of bubblegum. They live, man. It's great. But anyways, I see a lot of wrestlers dying in their 40s, and a lot of times it's either overdose, drug-related, or suicide.
Yeah.
And I guess their bodies just can't handle it, or their depression, and like, sure. I'm not in the lime. I don't know what it is.
Right.
But, you know, if you see some 40-something wrestler out there, tell them you like them.
Give them a hug.
Give them a hug.
The thing is, they're probably always in pain.
I'm sure, you know, they are.
Like, for their life, and that does...
That's like...
It's probably a combination, because they have done studies where it's like football players, any type of athlete, like, once you retire, you always miss it.
Right.
You know, and I could definitely imagine that.
I mean,
having never, you know, actually been famous yet, well, I can definitely imagine missing the fame that I don't have after I have it.
Right.
But yeah, and also it's probably that, you know, they're doing such a physically intense, it's like they're probably just...
And he was, like, a really tall guy. He was big, but not, like, jacked to death. Uh-huh. But he was really tall, and he did a lot of the flips and the high-flying shit as well.
Mm.
So that might have been a lot of pressure on the legs, the knees, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are always doped up. I mean, I got it when, like, 80s wrestlers started dying in their 40s, because they were all roided up, and their bodies were just never the same. But, like, I see it, and I'm like, this guy just, like, was barely 40 or 41 or something. It's like, that's really sad.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And it's a drug culture, too. I mean, and it's, like, a lot of cocaine and stuff, and it's like that wears on wears on everybody.
And it's like, I know WWE, I don't know about TNA, those are, like, your big two in America. They have strict guidelines for drugs now, and I guess once you're fired, it's like, well, where are you going to go? Like, Jeff Hardy will never go back to WWE. 3 strikes, you're out. He's gone.
And, like, he was high on a pay-per-view once, and they just threw him down and pinned him and ended the pay-per-view.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, he was bad. They will never I would be shocked if they ever took him back. Right. But, like, even, like, he seems like he has his shit in order now, but it doesn't matter. Like, you fucked up. It's too late. Huge. And it's a black eye for our company. They're big. Like, Van Damme was the world champion at one point. Rob Van Damme. He got busted by the cops while driving between cities, and he had weed on him. They took the belt right off of him and fired him. Like, they were not.
But he's back now, though. Right?
He's back now. Yeah, like, it wasn't, like, the end forever.
Because actually, my roommates, I hadn't watched wrestling in 10 years. My roommates watch wrestling, so de facto, I watch wrestling.
Sure. I love wrestling. I always will love wrestling. It's fun. I know it's fake. It's just fun.
Wait, you can't say it's fake?
Okay, it's scripted?
You can't even say that.
That's what I want to. Wrestling's real.
No, listen. But that's like the secret, though, right? Like, you can't. Real wrestling fans, like, when they do documentaries, they can't say, like, yeah, I let Hogan take the title because we planned it out while we were, you know, grappling.
Right. If you're a 25-year-old stud and fucking 60-year-old Hulk Hogan's leg dropping you for the win, it's fake.
I understand that it should be obvious, but the hardcore people, like, you can't, it's like you sacrilege, right? Yeah, you couldn't have like a documentary and be like, when Hulk Hogan, when we decided that Hulk Hogan would be the champion, like, they can't say that. Right? You have to pander to a certain
They try not to, but I have seen it. I have seen it in times, especially if it's like, well, like, this guy wouldn't cooperate, so we're like, all right, we'll write him out and we'll do this. And right. It's like, that's the kind of shit where you see it, but nobody's ever like, yeah, no, I fucking nailed him with that move, and he fucking was out. Yeah. You know, but, like, right now, Brock Lesnar is the champion. Brock Lesnar is the scariest fucking human being on earth. He is huge.
Yeah.
He is, like, the biggest athlete ever. So, you know.
He's a guy, he does other, he was, another MMA guy?
He was UFC champ, heavyweight champ, yeah. And he had problems health-wise, where, like, if he took too many of the wrong hits, I think it was, right. Whatever condition he had, he could actually die, like, in the, and, like, I know Joe Rogan has commented, because he's a comedian, but he's also the UFC commentator, and he was like, yeah, if he just trained harder, and, like, he would be, like, the greatest athlete ever. Like, he said stuff like that. He's like, but he likes, because Joe Rogan hates wrestling, and he was ragging on it just recently, actually. And it's like, just let the guy do what he wants to do. I don't think he gives two fucks, you know?
Yeah. So is he done with MMA?
It seems that way. I mean, he's got the belt now. He appears on TV, like, once a month and just goes to the pay-per-view and crushes somebody. They just did a pay-per-view where he beat Cena for the belt, and he literally gave him, like, 16 suplexes in a row and just fucking destroyed him and beat him in, like, 5 minutes. It's insane. So, wrestling. Wrestlers, give him a hug. See old wrestlers at your local CYO, your YMCA. You go there, you pay $5 to see them, and you tell them that they're fucking amazing.
That's great, man. Dragon Con every year in Atlanta. I have not. I missed it again this year.
You,
which I hate.
Stupid bastard.
I know. I was broke.
That's a fair reason.
I couldn't go.
Ride the rails, Lou. Ride the rails.
You ride the rails. You can't ride the rails into the convention. You still got to pay them to get in.
You can suck a dick to get in.
I don't think I could. I feel like there's people, there's volunteers at the Dragon Con admission booth take their job really seriously. And if you suck in their dicks, it's because you want to. And they want you to. But it's not for favors, sir. So I salute our volunteers of the Cons of America. But, but yeah, they have an amateur pro wrestling thing.
Nice.
Every year, and it's always, we just get sauced and just go crazy for it, and it's pretty awesome.
That's the way to do it, man.
Then their most deadly weapons is the box of Lucky Charms.
Oh.
Because once the box of Lucky Charms comes out, it's on.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a really cool, it's a cool thing.
I love it. Well, that's it for news. You guys have anything you want to review? Because I have, like, one book to review and just, like, some quick little things.
No reviews.
No reviews. All right, I'll be quick about it. So, I brought things to review and then did not have time to read them. So, I was going to read Future's End one-shot for Constantine.
Oh, look at this. We got the 3D covers.
They're not as obnoxious as last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's 52 of them. There's one for each book, but it's not every fucking week. It's not .4s. It's just one and done.
Didn't get as much hype because I didn't even know until I saw it.
Right, yeah. They didn't make a big deal about it. This one I picked up for one reason. I like Constantine, but Dr. Fate. The cover is him putting on the helmet of Dr. Fate.
So is Constantine.
So as I'm flipping through it. You're silly. As I'm flipping through it, I was just like, this is something I have to read. So if you're a fan of a hardcore DC guy and you love Dr. Fate, you have to read this. Even though I didn't read it, I know I would like it. And again, Amazing Spider-Man number 6. I was going to read you that, but I didn't. It's a great read to bring you into Edge of Spider-Verse. that's probably what I would have said.
This cover is really fun.
Isn't it cool?
He's just like slamming it down.
I was going to read you Stumptown number 1 from Oni Press, which is a Greg Rucka book. It's a series that I believe existed in the past.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Didn't get to read it, but it's Greg Rucka, so go check that out. That's out. I didn't want to do just East of West again.
I mean, you wanted to.
I wanted to. I chose not to. The new issue of East of West was fucking great. It was fantastic. The last, like, 2 panels made my day. Great book. So the one I will review, and I've been saying for a long time, we're not going to talk Walking Dead. I figure we'll do some big special on Walking Dead. Fuck that. That'll never happen. So let's talk about Walking Dead. New issue basically focuses on... there's 2 towns, 2 groups, and they're the same people, and they through horses go between the towns. They've really created a society after all the shit that's gone down in this book over the years. They finally have a fairly good community in these 2 cities and a good network between. The big reveal that you've heard rumblings of, possibly, was in the last issue, and then it talked about a little more in here. The zombies, while 2 guys were on patrol, they end up, one guy falls off his horse, gets hurt, and they're kind of hiding from the zombies in the mud. And as the zombies are all walking past them, huge amount of zombies, they don't find them, but they keep going. You hear grumbling. And it's like vocalizing. They're trying to vocalize. And actually one of them says, "Where are they? Where did they go?"
Shut up.
So the reveal of issue is the zombies, it's not, can they become human again? Are they just aware? Are they more aware than you think? How fucked is everyone once the zombies can communicate with each other? Your perfect society is fucked. Your pathway to both cities is going to be fucked. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking, this was a shit ton of zombies that just happened to miss everything, but was near it. So if the zombies are aware of each other and can communicate, it's going to make this awesome. It's going to be great. So I thought that was one of the best little, and I wasn't expecting shit. And it just happened out of nowhere on a panel, and I'm like, holy fuck, wait, what? Like, I'm... Because Walking Dead, just like Invincible, which the new Invincible was good too, when you're reading those books, it's either, like, a lot of filler, and you just blow through it, or something amazing happens out of nowhere. Like, this month's Invincible, I just blew through it. It was all set up. This one, a lot of setup, but it's off of that huge reveal. And it's like... You have to pay attention to little things in some of his books because he just throws them in. This book was really good. I feel like they're finally doing something good with the zombies, and you know, because it's been very much previous to this storyline. It wasn't so much the zombies; it was human versus human. Right. Now they're getting back to, oh, the zombies are a threat. You figured out how to deal with them. Now they can communicate. I think it's cool. I don't know if they're going to go the route like, hey, you know, all your friends that you killed, they could have came back. We could reverse engineer their decompose. I don't know. Right. That's probably not where they're going.
It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense.
That doesn't seem...
Once they lose...
But it's Kirkman. He could find a way. That's all I'm saying.
Even them talking doesn't make sense. I'm not even going to get into it because it makes no sense, first of all.
Well, it was like they were... It was like guttural. Like, the way it was written, it looked very guttural. Like, they were grunting. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of pieced a word together. Like, where... Are they, like, they, it struggled over a couple panels, but it said it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty cool. All right. I think, where else can you really go with the zombie thing?
Yeah, you have to bring, because I know, like, I'm not caught up. I'm not going to lie. I'm not caught up, but I know that the whole, like, the story is, like, it's like a human drama, you know?
It is.
It's just like, but I think, yeah, that's the next place you need to go is...
And, I mean, he keeps saying that there's no end planned. That's bullshit. There has to be. The minute the book starts kind of failing, it's like, boom, here's the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's my final issue. Buy a million of them.
I don't know. I feel like he's made enough money for everyone.
Oh, he doesn't do it for money.
That if he wants to do... I know he doesn't do it for money, but, I mean, it's been like the flagship title for Image for X amount of years. Like, if he just wants to go to 300 issues after it stops selling, they'll probably let him do it.
No, yeah, definitely. He'll have the people that hang on till the end. I would probably hang on till the end. I was kind of like getting bored, but I'm like, it's going to turn. And then it did. And I was like, oh man, that's fucking cool. So I was very thrilled with it. And that's about it. Nice. That's all I got.
That was awesome.
Anything to take us out, gentlemen? Anything? Anything you want to say? Anything you want to plug? Anything you... Anything?
Oh, wait, I do have something to plug.
Yeah? Sure. Oh, jeez.
Hold on. Just get something for you to plug, Leander. Yeah.
Okay. Are you done? Are we done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yes. Okay, you finished? All right.
Sure.
Evening River Band.
Oh, that should release.
Hey, fuck you, man. We got a record release. It's on Bandcamp.com. So search for Evening River Band on Bandcamp.com. And buy the record. It also comes with a download code if you don't have... Or no, it is the download code online. Yeah. Yeah, so go find that. Download it. Listen to it.
Nice.
I have the record.
You have the record? Oh, Tim has the record.
I have not listened to the record because I never remember to take it to my father's house and use his record player.
That's fine. There's a download code on the record, too.
If I was smart, I would have done that already.
Yeah, you can go to a computer and open the internet.
What's this now? And then, so I'm going from virtually no technology to tons of technology?
That's like the trade-off these days. It's like, we'll sell your record that you can't listen to because only your grandfather has a record player, but you can take the download code and open up the internet.
I bet it sounds good if you scratch it and like DJ it.
That's primarily why we did the album, was to, you know...
To be remixed by Skrillex.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for your email, Skrillex. Get back to me. Hit me up, bro.
Write us a note, a blood letter, in our P.O. box. Skrillex blood letter.
I got a question real quick, and then we can end it up. When is the next con? I still have not gone to a con.
There is...
I mean, obviously there's Niji, which I think is in October, I think, or something.
I think you're right. There's locally to us, there's going to be a thing called Nerdfest, which is the people who did the Geek Fest, which is a nice little mix of board games, video games, comics, and there was even wrestling there. So, like, there's a good mix. That's good. If it's the same thing, which I'm assuming it is, it'll be this month. I think it's the 25th. No,
but that's not the kind of con we got to take Leander to. We got to.
I agree,
take him
but that's
to
the
a
next.
Big one.
He said the next.
There's always one somewhere.
Sure.
When's the next biggest?
What
one?
Are the big ones? We got every year. You got Comic Con,
Wizard World.
You got Wizard World Philly. That's always in summer. You got
New York. I don't even know.
New York is usually October, right?
Yeah, I think
okay,
New York.
Well, there you go. Let's go to New York.
New York Comic Con. But that's the thing. But you got San Diego, New York, Wizard World. Then you got Gen Con for games. You got Dragon Con in Atlanta, and probably a handful of other ones I don't know off the top of my head, but
local to us.
New York's our biggest one coming up soon.
Yeah.
New York is probably the second biggest one for comics.
It's hard to get tickets on that sell out, though.
Yeah,
like, that's the only con I know of where it's like you just can't go if you want to. You actually have to get tickets. Like,
Cape and Skiles goes to New York. All right, let's do it.
We need a press pass, yo.
Dude.
Let's do it.
Dude.
To be continued.
We can go to New York. I can almost run over Neil Adams again. I almost ran over Neil Adams.
Oh.
His handlers weren't handling him. Never mind.
In a car?
With the work van. I almost ran him. No, he wasn't in the car.
If you were in the car.
I was in the car. I was freaking demonized. I was revving it up. I'm like, is that Neil Adams?
All right, so Capes and Scowls in New York. That's the big reveal.
So just try to make his signatures more valuable by killing artists.
Take him off. He's at every con ever. His signature will not be worth anything. Until I run him over.
Yeah.
He'll have to be in the ground a little while. This is a bit morbid. I'm sorry, Neil Adams. Don't sue me. he's like, I knew it. I knew it was you. So that's it.
All right.
Email us, Capes and Scowls. Podcast at Gmail, I think it is. Capes and Scales at Gmail. It's something like that. CapesandScalesPodcast.com. We're on the Facebook. You need the Facebook as well as the website to get the true experience. So, thank you for listening. That's all I got, you guys. Anything good?
Bye-bye.
See ya.
July. No one told me.
Leave him alone.
What's she gonna do? Hit me with her diaper?
I'll show you, you overgrown trash can!